They said at the time that the freshman Republicans almost never went on congressional junkets. They thought it would look bad to their constituents back home. Most of them didn't even have passports. Too bad. They wanted all the respect and benefits that come with being the Michael Jordans of geopolitics, with being an American in today's globalization system, but without any of the sacrifices and obligations at home or abroad that go with it. They should come to war-torn Africa and get a real taste of what happens to countries where there is no sense of community, no sense that people owe their government anything, no sense that anyone is responsible for anyone else, and where the rich have to live behind high walls and tinted windows, while the poor are left to the tender mercies of the marketplace. I don't want to live in such a country or such a world. It is not only morally wrong, it will become increasingly dangerous. Designing ways to avoid that should be at the heart of American domestic and foreign policy today. Unfortunately, neither the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party has fully made the shift from the Cold War system to the globalization system in framing their own politics. They each behave as if the world is now safe for us to be both insular and mindlessly partisan on every issue. America does have a shared national interest to pursue in today's globalization system, and it has an enormous role to play. Put simply, as the country that benefits most from global economic integration, it is our job to make sure that globalization is sustainable and that advances are leading declines for as many people as possible, in as many countries as possible, on as many days as possible. In the Cold War system, the fundamental political question was, which hardware and operating system do you choose? In the globalization era, the fundamental political question is, how do you make the best of the only hardware and operating system that works, globally integrated, free market capitalism? America can be and should be the world's role model in answering this question. America has had 200 years to invent, regenerate, and calibrate the balances that keep markets free without becoming monsters. We have the tools to make a difference, we have the responsibility to make a difference, and we have a huge interest in making a difference. Managing globalization is a role from which America dare not shrink. It is our overarching national interest today, and the political party that understands that first, the one that comes up with the most coherent, credible, and imaginative platform for pursuing it, is the party that will own the real bridge to the future. It means articulating, though, a politics of sustainable globalization, a geopolitics of sustainable globalization, including both foreign and defense policy, and a geoeconomics of sustainable globalization.